patient name Ruby Tighe, spelled T-I-G-H-E. Date of birth is 11-28 of 06. Date of service 2-7 of 23. This is a 16-year-old female patient here today complaining of left wrist pain, right wrist pain. She states that she fell on it. This was 2 days ago, and actually 4 days ago, and it's been progressively getting better and better. She just wanted us to take a look at it to get our opinion on it. She maintains full range of motion. She has excellent muscle strength in that right wrist. She's able to do thumb wrestling with her sisters and brother. She is able to have a strong grip with me today. She has full range of motion. No pain upon doing any maneuverability with that wrist as well. Period. New paragraph. No other issues verbalized. There has been no flu symptoms, no fevers, no cough, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no activity intolerance. Blood pressure 102 over 67, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99%, current weight 124. Allergies. This patient has no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, migraines, insomnia, ADHD, surgical history, tonsils, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress whatsoever. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Examination of that right wrist. It is symmetric with the left wrist. There is no bruising or ecchymosis. Non-tender to any deep palpation. She's able to go through all range of motion exercises. Patient's right wrist, from my opinion, must have been a very mild wrist sprain, which occurred 4 days ago. As of today, she's got great muscle strength, able to perform all movements that I ask her to do. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, right wrist sprain, vastly improved. In fact, she doesn't even need an ACE wrap today. Just in case there is any residual pain that would occur, I will give her some Motrin 600 milligrams 3 times daily as needed. Plan of care reviewed with her and the mom. I've answered all their questions today. She'll return to clinic if needed.